Last winter, the deer did a pretty good job of eating a lot of the evergreen shrubs at my parents' house. And some of them seemed to be surviving, and some did not. So I've been looking online for deer-resistant shrubs that do well in the shade. And what I find is all these great-looking photos of plants that are flowering. I'm like, oh, that'd be great. And then I think a moment, and I pay a little closer attention, and I realize that those pictures are what the plants look like at their peak beauty. Maybe the 2 weeks out of the whole year when they look like that. And I need to look at what they look like the rest of the year, right? And that gives me a real appreciation for some people's gifts in planning their landscaping, including in front of our church here, that over the course of the months, it keeps changing as different plants take their turns in looking really nice. Things don't just happen that way. They need to be thought through and coordinated and planned because each plant is part of a bigger picture. It's not just planting a bunch of things that look pretty at the moment when we're planting, but are not going to work together very well for the long haul. In some ways, our prayer is a bit like that. We can be distracted at times by all the pretty flowers that grab our attention for a moment. We get excited by those things, but then we expect our prayer to be exciting like that all the time. It doesn't take too long to realize that prayer is not usually like that. Prayer is much more normal. And often we can get discouraged when that happens and sometimes give up on praying, because it's not exciting or we don't have all kinds of great feelings about it. St. Paul today in the second reading talks about how hard it is to pray. He says that we do not know how to pray as we ought. I don't know about you, but there are plenty of times when I feel like that. We feel like we don't really know how to pray well. We don't really know what to expect in prayer. We're all pretty good at asking God for things we want, but when we don't get what we want right away, we can give up and get discouraged. St. Paul teaches us that the Holy Spirit is waiting to help us to pray. He says, "The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." To pray as we ought, St. Paul tells us, we should invite the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us how to pray. Ultimately, prayer is not about getting what I want. Prayer is about God and becoming more and more like God. Prayer is about coming to understand God's will for our lives. Prayer is about growing in our desire to be like God and to do what God wants. And so prayer ultimately is about wanting to do God's will rather than our own. St. Paul says, "The one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will." We get sidetracked in life and in prayer by just wanting the pretty flowers of the moment, rather than seeing the big picture, the landscape of our lives, and how it develops and blossoms over time. God is interested in us over the long haul, not simply the moment when we're at our best. God wants us to live lives of beauty as we grow to become more and more like Him. People who are full of love and mercy, kindness and gentleness, being willing to welcome and sacrifice for others. And over time, those are the things that happen in our prayer. And the Holy Spirit is who helps us to guide us in that process. Next Sunday, we'll continue to hear from Romans chapter 8, and the very next verse will remind us that as we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. As we prepare now for the liturgy of the Eucharist, let us open our minds and hearts so that we can give the Holy Spirit permission to come into us, to work within us, to form us, to change our minds and hearts so that we might truly become more and more like Christ Himself.